With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. I'm Steve Scott. Here's what's happening. Electronic Arts is scoring major points with shareholders today. KCBS Money Watch editor Jason Brooks with the story.
Known for blockbuster video game franchises like Madden NFL, Battlefield, and Apex Legends, EA is being taken private in a $55 billion deal with private equity firms Silver Lake and Affinity Partners and Saudi Arabia's public investment fund. Destination Wealth Management founder Michael Yoshikami says the deal comes after a difficult period for the video game industry.
Maybe there's some recognition that this really is a juggernaut media sector, and I think the premium that's being paid suggests that people are starting to recognize that more and more.
Yoshikami says going private will allow EA to focus on long-term strategies without having to please the public market.
The problem with being a public company is every quarter you have to do circus tricks to make sure that the street is happy with what the numbers are.
EA announced that CEO and chairman Andrew Wilson will remain as CEO, and EA will continue to be headquartered in Redwood City. EA initially started trading on the NASDAQ in 1990 after being founded in San Mateo in 1982. Jason Brooks, KCBS.
The Giants have fired manager Bob Melvin after two seasons. This comes after the team did not make the playoffs for the fourth consecutive year. KCBS sports anchor Stephen Langford says it was time for the team to make a change in leadership, at least according to Buster Posey, the president of baseball operations.
There needed to be some sort of change after what happened this season, because it certainly was, as Posey said, it was disappointing, it was frustrating, it was underwhelming what happened with the 2025 Giants.
With some adjustments are being made, like adding Rafael Devers to the roster, Posey needed a bigger change to get the team past 81 wins, which has not been done since 2016. Stephen Langford says there are many good candidates out there to replace Melvin, including Bruce Bochy of the Rangers, a team that also didn't make the playoffs this year. This is the second time in 3 years that the Giants will be on the hunt for a new manager. Triple-digit temperatures and drizzly mornings. Bay Area weather has certainly been all over the map recently. KCBS's Shannon Golden helps us make sense of this latest wet weather pattern.
This low-pressure system, more typical of a Bay Area November, is beginning to make its way inland, says Joe Merchant with the National Weather Service.
First, across the North Bay, and then later on this evening and tonight, that activity will shift a little farther south into the Bay Area.
It'll weaken as it moves, he says, so while the North Bay could see some rain, many spots in the Bay Area won't see any at all.
And then we'll have a little bit of a lull most of the day, Tuesday. Tuesday will be dry, although there may be some lingering scattered light rain across the North Bay and Bay Area.
Early Wednesday morning, a second front will shift in and stick around for most of the day, bringing more precipitation.
We're not expecting any severe weather. Flooding is really only going to be localized with just the most intense of the showers coming through, but we're really not expecting much in the way of any intense cells.
It's all good news, he says, on the fire weather front.
Any rain right now, especially that rain that falls without any dry lightning, is very beneficial.
Shannon Golden, KCBS.
The biggest stage in NFL football will be taken over next year by superstar Bad Bunny. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges has reaction to the announcement about the Super Bowl halftime show.
Hey, Titi me preguntó si tengo muchas novias.
I am incredibly excited for the opportunity. It's going to give a national stage for Latinos.
We heard that over and over out here on the streets in the South Bay.
I feel like it gives people more opportunities to also like learn Spanish and get to know what he's saying and be able to like just enjoy the music.
Yo quisiera enamorarme, pero no puedo.
Bad Bunny typically generates hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue for whatever city he's performing in. He didn't include the U.S. on his world tour, citing fears of an ICE raid.
He's not shy to making a statement, especially on the political realm of things, beyond just music. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a big statement in itself.
In Santa Clara, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
The Golden State Warriors are gearing up for the start of training camp tomorrow and this Sunday's first preseason game against the Lakers. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from Chase Center in San Francisco.
Do not ask me about nothing crazy.
Warriors like Gary Payton II bringing an upbeat mindset and even a few jokes as one by one players returning to Chase Center for the team's media day. With a full season with teammate Jimmy Butler ahead, Steph Curry says last year's early exit fuels his motivation for the coming season.
I don't think I'm over that disappointment because you always wonder what if, like, had I not gotten hurt, had we won one more game in that second round and give me a chance to come back.
The only question is when young star Jonathan Kuminga will sign a new contract. Curry doesn't believe it will be a distraction.
I just know from man to man, he doesn't want to have to be in the way of anything. So let that situation play out. He can speak for himself.
Few players were as visible this offseason as Brandon Pajemski, who watched the Golden State Valkyries from courtside seats. He offered a subtle challenge to Dubs fans.
Yeah, different environment for sure. Different group of fans. Definitely louder than our games, for sure. It was cool to see him sell out all home games. But I was just happy to be a part of it as a fan.
At Chase Center in San Francisco, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Three people are charged with pretending to be Eaton and Palisades fire victims and stealing FEMA money. Emily Valdez with Odyssey News Station KNX in L.A. has more.
Two men are from Los Angeles, and there's a woman from Louisiana. The L.A. County DA's office says one man is accused of submitting forged documents saying he lived in a Pacific Palisades apartment that burned down, but in reality, it never existed. Similar charges were filed against the woman from Louisiana. The other man from L.A. is accused of falsely claiming he lived in Altadena. They each got between $12,000 and $14,000 of FEMA money, and now they're facing up to 3 and 4 years in state prison. Emily Valdez, KCBS.
New home sales jumped by a larger-than-expected 20% from July to August. That's a three-year high. But the National Association of Realtors reported that existing home sales, which account for about 80% of all housing transactions, dropped a bit. The big jump in new home sales can largely be attributed to builder incentives and the drop-off in mortgage rates. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger tells KCBS it is still an extremely challenging market.
It's not a great time anyway. It's still really hard to buy a house. Affordability remains a massive problem for the market.
A Bankrate survey found that 5% is the magic number where buyers would be enticed to enter the market and sellers would be willing to list. A new actress is causing a stir in Hollywood, but she's not real. Tilly Norwood is an AI creation, and that has some people who work in the industry fearing for their jobs. More from John Baird with Odyssey News Station KNX in L.A.
the reason for all the buzz and all the anxiety is because Tilly Norwood is not a human being. She's not real. There's a promotional video on social media about her.
Tilly Norwood, 100% AI generated.
And this was one of the top concerns in Hollywood during the 2023 strikes, an effort to prevent AI from replacing talent. But agents clamoring to represent this new AI star? The fake actress herself made mention of that on social media.
I wonder why talent agencies would pay for me when any off the street can use me for free.
Still, some in the acting community are a bit worried. Emily Carmen is a professor of film and media at Chapman University. Her take?
There's always been a desire to want to know the person behind the role. And it would be interesting if someone like Tilly Norwood could have the same allure, because it would all be fabricated.
But yes, she thinks the arrival of Tilly Norwood could very well be a big concern for the working actors who rely on being in gigs like commercials or as extras or in smaller roles in TV and movies. In L.A., John Baer, KCBS.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Today, we celebrated the career of our very own Eric Thomas, who is now retired after spending more than 4 decades in broadcasting, and he left his mark as a giant of Bay Area journalism. We spoke to a number of Eric's current and former colleagues today, starting with Fred Bottomer, longtime reporter with KMOX in St. Louis, where Eric's broadcast career first began.
Let's go into the Wayback Machine first. Okay, Eric was born in St. Louis, grew up in East St. Louis, played around on a little 10-watt radio station while he was in high school, a youngest child, went to Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville, where you had a teacher that threatened you, and that's how you got into broadcasting.
Please share that story before
we have a special
when
guest.
When you say threaten, it's not like I was threatened with bodily harm or anything. Mrs. Barbara Regnell, Barbara Teary at the time, told me about a job at a small radio station in Belleville, Illinois, and she wanted me to apply for it. And I was like, but I don't really want to drive to Belleville every day to do this thing. And she was like, I would hate to see your grade next term if you don't go it. And I said, okay. So I went and I interviewed and I got the gig. But that's how that happened. I never would have gone if she hadn't been as tough as she was.
Well, she must have seen something. So you did that. And then as a college student, you interned at a CBS affiliate, KMOX, as a writer and then a reporter. And we have on the phone one of your former colleagues. People here on KCBS will know this gentleman's voice. Fred Bottomer, And Fred, I have to tell you that Eric describes you as the last man standing.
You know what? I think Eric and I are co-patriots when it comes to that. Seeing anybody last more than four decades in the same profession is amazing and well worth congratulating.
Well, thank you, sir. It's been a long time. I'm glad to hear your voice. And thinking back to the old times, you, me, working for Bob Hamilton there, who was anchoring in at night, and you're still there after 40-plus years.
Yeah, yeah. I love radio, and I love St. Louis, so why leave? And I don't have a resume, so there you go. My last resume was like four decades ago. But anyway, let's talk about Eric, Margie, like he's not in the room for a minute.
Okay, do tell.
You know, when he came to KMOX in St. Louis, he was fresh out of college, and hopefully he learned the trade covering countless nighttime meetings and all sorts of breaking crime news. I mean, he was always out late and into the early mornings doing things. But even then, everybody in the newsroom could tell with this, you know, young news reporter that he was a couple things. He was classy. He was quiet. He didn't say a whole
quiet?
Lot, but when he talked, people paid attention. Yeah, he was quiet back then.
Oh, wow. Things have changed.
But he was so well-respected. He was quiet in demeanor, but solid in his reporting. Now, and then on the personal side, do you want to hear anything about his personal side?
Oh, do tell.
Okay. So we loved Eric because he was fun. I mean, we would go out to drink after work to the neighborhood drinking area called Soulard, or even the bar in the bottom of our station. We would go out to drink. Then we'd go to parties at his house. He rented a place with him and his lovely wife, Robbie. And those were in the earliest days, a very small place, not far from work, but also close to the drinking establishments. So he was just so much fun. You know, I'll remember him more about being the fun guy and being well-respected than anything else.
That's Fred Bottomer, KMOX in St. Louis, talking about our own Eric Thomas, who retired today. Eric, we wish you all the best of health and happiness in your retirement. If you're tired of swiping through dating apps, maybe it's time to try something different. Bay Area resident Lisa Catalano is shifting her focus from apps to billboards. The 41-year-old has put up a dozen ads with her face on them to help attract her perfect match.
The dating scene is difficult. It's really hard to meet people. It's hard to meet somebody who you have a connection with. And I was on a whole bunch of dating apps. I still am on them. I'm still giving those a shot right now. I'm diversified. But I wasn't getting results. And I figured, you know, I just need to try something that's a little bit different, a little bit out there.
The billboards are on display from Santa Clara to South San Francisco with the website marrylisa.com. Written in big yellow letters, she says she's received more applications than she can keep up with. She's optimistic. The billboards are still up, though, until she finds that special someone.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.